The federal government has dismissed international criticism about its efforts to tackle climate change. Australia was grilled over its emissions reduction target at a UN climate change meeting in Germany, with nations including South Africa and China asking about the fairness of our commitment to reduce emissions by 5% by 2020. Meanwhile, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has taken aim at Australia, saying it's become a climate change free rider and is no longer taking credible action to curb greenhouse gas emissions. David Taylor has our report.
It's a United Nations forum designed to take stock of world action on climate change. It's also a chance for countries across the world to quiz other countries about their emissions reduction targets. Australia's climate policies have copped a grilling. Countries from around the world peppered senior diplomats with questions about whether Australia's emissions reduction targets are ambitious enough and if Australia is doing its fair share.
Question directly to Australia is, what is the rationale for saying in principle that if all other parties, Annex 1 parties like myself, reduce by 25% or more, I will reduce by less than 25%.
So we think maybe Australia could provide some more consideration behind that.
Australia's 2020 target is to cut emissions by 5% based on levels in 2000. South Africa and China say that's unfair. Well, the Environment Minister Greg Hunt was on Bondi Beach this morning for the launch of the One Tree Per Child initiative. So the ABC's environment reporter, Jake Sturmer, challenged the minister on the questions posed to Australia in Germany overnight.
On conference, the direct action policy copped a fair grilling from countries around the world. When will Australia...
With respect, that's wrong.
Well, there were lots of questions about fairness and whether Australia's 2020 target of 5% is fair.
No, your statement carries a presumption that is false, untrue, incredible and inaccurate.
Do you not take the questions about Australia's fairness as a criticism?
No, each country is asking questions and each country is being asked questions. What we've been party to is precisely what the international community should be doing. We are asking questions of others. And they are rightly asking questions of all countries. And so that's how the process should work.
The Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, was also out and about this morning visiting a small business in the southern Sydney suburb of Mortdale. He says Australia's climate policy is on track.
There is a bipartisan emissions reduction target. It's a bipartisan emissions reduction target. And under this government, we will meet our target.
Mr. Abbott also says Australia's policy on emissions has international support.
And it's a very internationally respectable target. We will have our emissions down 13% on 2005 levels by 2020.
But former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says Australia is no longer taking credible action to curb greenhouse gas emissions. Here's Greens leader Richard Di Natale.
We've seen Australia go from being world leaders on climate change to being free riders, in the words of Kofi Annan. How is it that we're effectively riding on the backs of some of the poorest nations who are in fact doing a great deal when it comes to addressing climate change? And no better day to reflect on that than on World Environment Day.
Last night, Australia's Ambassador for the Environment, Peter Walcott, told the UN conference that Australia's 5% target is fair and equitable. But he also told the conference that Australia was potentially increasing the 2020 target to either 15% or 25%. That is, however, conditional on the rest of the world taking additional action. And Mr. Walcott gave no concrete promises, simply saying that it was under consideration.
David Taylor reporting.